Orange of the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Minister for Regional Transport and Roads from the state government, Sam Faraway. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, thanks for your time this morning. And mate, since we've last spoken, you're now a minister in the state government. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Yes, a bit of a change. So taking on the portfolio of Minister for Regional Transport and Roads. So it's quite a big one, responsible for a lot of highways, a lot of state roads, but also a lot of projects right across regional New South Wales. And we've even got a few in our own backyard.
Yeah. All right. Now, yesterday, I believe, was announced the Regional Seniors Travel Card. Tell us about this.
Yeah, now I joined the Deputy Premier, Paul Toole, in Queanbeyan yesterday, and we launched the 2022 Regional Seniors Travel Card. So applications opened on Monday of this week, and they close on the 30th of November later this year. And this is for the $250 prepaid Visa card issued by the state government for regional seniors that live outside of Sydney, Newcastle and Wollongong, so just for the regions. And it is to acknowledge, obviously, the additional cost in attending medical appointments or visiting a family across the region. So the card is $250 preloaded to a Visa card. It can be used towards taxis. It can be used towards pre-booked New South Wales train link, regional train coach services, and obviously fuel, like at petrol stations. So,
which in
the regions is predominantly, I suspect, what it'll be used for.
I suspect so too. That's great news. Now, I believe it's been extended, the coverage of it, to include carers as well as seniors.
Yeah, it's been hugely successful, Neil. It's over the 2 years, so 2020-21, 690,000 cards have been issued. So this gives you an idea just like how many people across regional New South Wales have been eligible for it. But one of the biggest piece of feedback the government did receive, Neil, was people want to, you know, with a disability or those on a carer's support pension through Services Australia weren't eligible before. And we've been able to find money in the budget to not only extend the program for 2 more years, but expand it to include the eligibility, to include obviously those seniors living in the regions that are either on a disability support pension or a carer payment from Services Australia. So big win for those in the regions.
Yeah, certainly is indeed. Well done. That's a lot of money. 690,000 cards at $250 a card. That is a lot of money. And as you say, getting expanded even further. Now, earlier this week, you're out at Ophir Road. It's currently closed between first and second crossing. Some upgrades going on there.
Yes, I joined the new Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamling, on Monday for a sod turn with officials from Transport for New South Wales also. So we've got the state government through our Safer Roads program has got a $700,000 support package for Orange City Council, a grant going towards almost a kilometre of works out there on that really sort of dangerous stretch. So we have the money going towards widening Ophir Road, but also looking at the camber of the road and the alignment, as well as putting in some safety barriers and resurfacing that almost a kilometre stretch. So this is something that those, obviously Clifton Grove, Ophir Road, there's some logging trucks and industry that uses that road as well. It's been identified by the state government as a priority through our Safer Roads program, and $700,000 going to Orange City Council to get them to address that. So fully funded by the state government, this one, and we'll see a lot of work and activity over the next 6 weeks. So it'll take them around 6-7 weeks to complete the project.
A little bit of frustration for a much safer travel option there. And similarly, and I know this frustration that exists on the Mitchell Highway between Orange and Bathurst, the work is continuing. It's a lot of sections where you've got to slow down to allow for the roadworks. But again, a little bit of pain for long-term gain.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, Neil. I inspected with transport officials this week the works on Mitchell Highway in between Bathurst and Orange, in particular the works around Geelong. Now, we're getting very close. The weather, obviously a wet winter and the weather events we've had in summer so far has sort of made it pretty difficult to keep progressing that project, but they are working around the clock. We are looking to see that stage completed before Easter. So we're waiting for the final bits around the safety barriers and then obviously the resurfacing of that road. So that Guyong area and the extra lane, the safety barriers and taking out that massive sort of side of that hill and boulder, that will be finished and ready to open fully to the public by Easter. And once that is done, we'll be moving to stage two, which is down the road at Victoria, where we've got another suite of works happening down there. Basically, that'll kick off as soon as we finish stage one. So the Mitchell Highway is so busy now that we need this investment. We need these improvements. As tough as it is, everyone commuting, I think when they see the progress in stage one open, they'll understand, you know, and appreciate the work that's been done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm with Sam Faraway. He's the Minister for Regional Transport and Roads, and he joined us online this morning. Mate, thanks for your time. We'll talk soon.
Pleasure. See you, Neil.